Fantastic. Glad to see everyone. Well, my name's Adam Shirley, and I'm the assistant pastor here at Redeemer Croydon. And
I need a mic. And this is my story about how God saved me and brought me into his light. So I was brought up in a non-Christian home. We didn't go to church, we didn't read the Bible, we didn't pray, we didn't talk about spiritual things. And as I became a teenager, I very stupidly got into drinking and cannabis and lots of stupid activities related to that. And one day at sixth form, one of my friends came up to me and said, "Hey Adam, would you like to go ice skating with our 14 to 18 youth group?" And I thought, yeah, that would be nice. It makes a change from being on the park bench, getting drunk. So let's do it. So I went along, had a good time, met some nice people, heard a short talk about Jesus, but I can't remember anything about it. But they said, "Why don't you come on Friday to the youth group?" So I went to the Friday night youth group and asked as and when. If there wasn't a party, I would go. If there was a party, I wouldn't bother. And they said to me, "Why don't you come on Sunday?" So I said, "No, no way, you're not catching me on a Sunday." But I carried on going on a Friday. The more I befriended these guys and they befriended me, the more I kind of heard about the power of God, the cross, something about Jesus, something about forgiveness. Something started to go into place. And I thought, okay, yeah, I would go on a Sunday. So I started going Sunday by Sunday. And I remember being in a car once with my dad and saying, "I'm going to need to make a decision. Do I keep going or do I stop? Because I'm like a Christian. I try and be good. I try and be moral. I haven't murdered anyone. But I just don't believe in this sandal-wearing dude called Jesus." Those were my exact words. And I couldn't have been more wrong. And a few weeks later, we had a guest service. And it was so clear. God opened my eyes and opened my heart, and I understood for the first time who Jesus was. He was God. I never knew that before. Who I was a sinner. That meant I wasn't right with God. I had rejected him. I pushed him away. I hadn't listened and loved him. And I realized that that meant I was in trouble. I was in big trouble. God was going to judge me. So why did Jesus die, the preacher said? Well, to give us that relationship with God I couldn't get. And I remember him saying, remember very clearly, "If you think you can get in heaven yourself, it's like walking up to the hanging Jesus there, naked on that cross, slapping him across the face, and saying, 'You idiot! Why are you dying for me? I can get into heaven without you.'" And then I realized, hey, I need Jesus to forgive my sins. And it was a lightning bolt moment. I gave my life to Christ. God saved me that night. And being a Christian hasn't been the easiest thing. I've lost a few friends. Family life can be unsettled sometimes. But it's been the best life, a life of love and a life of freedom. And I wouldn't change it for anything, knowing my future is secure and my sins are forgiven. So that's my story about how God saved me. Got any more questions? Speak to me afterwards.